Crumley Today with Mick Smith.
Ah, there you are. How was your weekend? Good, I hope. Ours was busy, and we'll get to that in a moment. But welcome along to Bromley Today for Monday, the 20th of November. And on the broadcast today, we will be bringing you a speech by Peter Fortune, who was there at the Bromley Citizen ULEZ Summit there in Orpington Conservative Club on Saturday. Plus, we'll also have highlights of the Christmas Light Switch On 2023 there in Bromley last night. That will be Sunday evening. Including a word with comedian Rob Beckett. So that's all to come right here on Bromley Today. Faces, shalalali.
Email in to BromleyRadio at gmail.com or Twitter, X at BromleyRadio1.
ELO, the Electric Light Orchestra, all over the world. Yeah, it's just becoming a bit more expensive to play them now, just saying. How was your weekend? A very busy one it was for Bromley Radio. Both Saturday and Sunday we were out and about in the borough with our handy-dandy transistorised recorder to bring you coverage on Saturday from Orpington, the Bromley Citizen ULEZ Summit. That's it, Summit. Why is it I struggle to remember that name? Summit. So yes, it was the Bromley ULEZ Citizen Summit there from the Orpington Conservative Club there. And some interviews as well, which we are in the process of editing up. However, we got the first one, which was Mr. Peter Fortune, who I managed to have a quick word with as he was leaving. I was entering the building. I got there a bit late, but we managed to get this. So here is Mr. Peter Fortune.
Bromley Radio, ULEZ update.
I want to start with this. It's fantastic to see everybody in the same place. I've seen many of you at roundabouts and at Trafalgar Square on social media clips dressed up as dinosaurs. I've never said that sentence before. And recently, less funny, standing up to some of Sadiq Khan's hired ULEZ van goons. So you are the champions of the fight against ULEZ. You are the ones that are keeping it going, and I genuinely wanted to say thank you so much, because without you, this would have gone, right? This would have gone. The press would have dropped it. Nobody would have been interested, because it's you. It's real people who are actually impacted by it. And it's the impact. And you'll see me. If you ever watch Question Time, A, I'm sorry, and B, you would have seen how frustrating it is to try and get an answer out of Sadiq Khan. When I started, I had a big bouffant hair. Like, you remember Kevin Keegan? That's what I looked like when I started. He just doesn't appreciate the impact that this horrible tax is having on people, that it's having on businesses, that it's having on people visiting family and friends. And he doesn't recognise how unfair it is either, because he doesn't recognise that difference between inner and outer London. And he does all this under the guise, under the blanket of pretending it's for good air quality. Now, nobody in their right mind would want to have poor air quality. Why would you? That's why you have things like independent assessments that look at what the potential change for an expanded ULEZ would be. And as I'm sure you all know, because this is an informed audience, the independent assessment, the Jacobs report, showed that the expansion of the ULEZ out here to Leafy Orpington is going to have a negligible impact on air quality. So this is solely a tax using you as a cash machine to fill that hole in TfL's coffers because of his mismanagement. Where's the further proof of that? Well, when you're looking at financial projections, it looks like the ULEZ is going to stop bringing in revenue in about 2 years, bringing in somewhere in the region of 300 million. It'll do the same next year, then it'll start to drop off. Makes sense, right? Sadly, people are going out of business, people are scrapping their vehicles, and you've got that natural iteration of cars. That's why he's paving the way for road user charging, because that will start to generate some more cash to fill that hole that's left in TfL's finances because he's mismanaging it. There's a huge final salary pension that could be looked at. £100 million worth of savings, an independent report reckons, can be saved there. TfL staff travelling for free. People that live with TfL staff travelling for free. Huge numbers of consultants on six-figure salaries. Even the one he's hiding. I don't know if anyone saw MQT this week, but we found another project. Project Detroit. Yeah, yeah. Which I bet people in TfL are wishing they called it Project Keith or something, because it doesn't sound anywhere near as sexy as Project Detroit. But that project has hired nearly 100 staff on whacking great big salaries to build the technology for road user charging. When they figure out how they're going to respond to it next week, I'll make you a bet, they'll say, oh, no, this is about bringing everything together. This is about bringing in congestion charging and a low emission zone. And it's just we're just bringing it in-house. Don't worry about it. Nonsense. There are people working on road user charging models. And, look, if he wants to do it, just be honest about it. Just tell us he wants to do this, we'll have the debate on it and people can make their mind up next year. But he won't. He'll try and sneak it through, just as he tried to sneak through the expansion. Well, successfully snuck through the expansion of the expanded ULEZ. So we need to keep fighting, we need to keep questioning, and we need to keep the interest up in it, which is why mornings like this are so great. So it's brilliant to see a lot of the guests here, because they've been real warriors in this, especially my friend Simon. He's had a very good walk. Can we give Simon a round of applause?
I'll go now. My job is done.
That's the peak of his career. I'm half joking. No, we do need to continue the fight. I'm sorry, I do need to dash out. But I'm always available if you need to get in touch. I'm getting loads of emails and things on this, so sorry if I don't come back straight away. But the interest is that high that people are getting in touch. And keep it up, and thank you very much.
Thank you.
Never better. Never, never, never. It's the greatest day.
That's Beverly Knight and Greatest Day on Bromley Today. And coming up after the Beach Boys, it will be the highlights from the Christmas light switch on there in Bromley last night.
Bromley Radio.
Hold up, wait a minute.
Ba 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 ba. To a dance, looking for romance. Saw Barbara Ann, so I thought I'd take a chance. Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann. You got me rocking and a rolling, rocking and a reeling, Barbara Ann.
Ba 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 ba
ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba
ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba.
Ba 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 ba
ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba. Gemma Graham, thank you very much for getting in touch with us here at Bromley Radio on our Bromley Radio Facebook group page.
Nick Smith here in downtown Bromley as we await the Christmas light switch on. It's already dark. Wind's picking up a bit here. And I can spy up there in the square as we walk up the high street past the post office and WH Smith's. I can spy the Christmas tree, which is also, no doubt, waiting to be lit up. Here, has to be said. Right next to the Christmas tree and stage area.
Yeah.
Smith, Bromley Radio. Five members of Bromley's Fire Brigade. How are you, sir?
Yeah, good, thank you.
You're here standing in attendance, no doubt. Make sure the Christmas tree doesn't...
That's it.
Yeah. How's it been?
Yeah, it's been good. Good singer.
Yeah.
The crowd seems to be enjoying it. There's a lot of people.
Oh, yeah, there is. Wow. Good. What, 300, 400, would you say?
Yeah, there's a lot of people.
Bromley,
yeah.
Make some noise for Deborah Lee Wells!
And how was your November the 5th time, like bonfires, fireworks? Were there many shouts for that?
We've been quite busy recently, yeah.
We have.
Have definitely picked up. I think it's that time of year.
It is, yes.
Yeah. Busy time of year for us.
Yeah. Well, anyway, you be safe. Thanks ever so much for everything you do here in Bromley. And what is your name, by the way?
Sam.
Sam. Yeah. Sam the fireman. All right, all the best. Thank you.
Thank you.
And we got Adam Hoffman speaking in the background. You might remember we spoke to him this time last year as we covered the Christmas lights switching on. Hello, how are you? Mick Smith, Bromley Radio. To see you again.
How you doing?
Great,
buddy.
Job. You just got off the stage after a sing song now.
Oh yeah, it's good fun. It's good fun. I love it. I tell you, it gets bigger. That's not a word. I've been here since 12.
I know you have.
Busier and busier every year. This is such a fantastic light switch on. We've had Rob Beckett down.
Yes, I've seen Rob Beckett down.
We've had Panto Star, Baron Hardup.
Yeah.
And we've got a lovely singer on stage right now. And I tell you, I am feeling festive.
Are you really?
Yes, indeed,
fantastic.
Sir.
Fantastic. Well, thanks again for having a few words with us here on Bromley Radio.
Hey, it's all about the Bromley Radio. We've got to keep it local.
Yeah, we want to try and get Beckett on, because I understand he's done a bit of broadcasting in his time. Radio 2, I believe.
He's done a tad, isn't he?
Yes, he's done a tad.
But he ain't done Radio Bromley, and I am.
Exactly.
Yeah, so I've got that one on you, Rob, already.
Great to see you again, Adam. You too.
You have
a great time.
Thank you, sir.
Nice
to see you, mate.
And you, mate. Bromley Radio.
Hello, and I know you're
a Bromley football supporter as well.
Anyway, they're doing great, aren't they? Third in the league now. They're brilliant.
But it's been brilliant to see you down here, local hero, doing the squid.
Haley's the hero, she raises all the money.
Well, she did, didn't she?
Yeah, I just got it on the telly.
But anyway, there's a job for you at Bromley Radio.
Oh, is there?
I know you've done a bit on radio too, so I've heard that, and of course your podcast.
That's perfect. That, I'll come down soon.
Yeah, it'd be
cheers,
brilliant.
Mate,
cheers, Rob.
You.
All the best to you. Ta-da. A big thank you to everyone involved there. Adam Hoffman, Rob Beckett, with a quick word with us here at Bromley Radio.
Bringing Bromley together, Bromley Radio.
It's not unusual to be loved by anyone. It's not unusual to have fun with anyone. But when I see you hanging about with anyone, it's not unusual to see me cry. I wanna die. It's not unusual to go out at any time. But when I see you out and about, it's such a crime. If you should ever wanna be loved by anyone, it's not unusual, it happens every day. No matter what you say, you'll find it happens all the time. Love will never do what you want to do. Why can't this crazy love be more? It's not unusual to be mad with anyone. It's not unusual to be sad with anyone. But if I ever find that you've changed at any time, it's not unusual to find that I'm in love with you. Oh, 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 oh.
Bromley Today with Mick Smith.
Tina Turner, simply the best. And before, it was Tom Jones, It's Not Unusual. On Bromley Today.
I'm Nigel Farage,
and I'm very pleased to be on Bromley Radio.
All very topical. Nigel Farage, have you started watching I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here? Yes. Bromley resident Nigel Farage, he's there. And he's already got a task to do later this evening. I'm thinking he'll probably get lots of tasks to do. Although he's exempt from a few of them. And what's the betting that he'll be one of the first to get voted out by the younger voters here that use and text "I'm a celebrity, get me out of here," bearing in mind the demographic that normally participate. However, we at Bromley Radio wish Nigel all the luck, and this one's for you, Nigel.
Farage,
and I'm very pleased to be on Bromley Radio.
And let's hope he stays in "I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here."
Sweet lips.
Oh, yes, that is the... Was it the Hollies? I think it was. Yes, indeed it was. The Hollies and Stay. And we're certainly hoping here at Bromley Radio that Nigel Farage manages to stay in. I'm a celebrity. Get me out of here. And if you've been listening as a podcast, then thank you for being there.
Good night and good luck to you all.